This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 6:45, quarter till 7, Friday, Thursday morning. That means time to talk to Friday. We would have missed him. Thursday morning, time to talk to Mike Strain. Dr. Mike Strain, a loved veterinarian on the North Shore Commission, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike Strain?
And I am great. Look, it's football season. Time for gumbo, time for hot dogs. You know what? And the weather is nice. And, of course, you know, yesterday I was in the city with Chef Erica Michelle Lassier, who's also known as Chef Diva, and Diva Dogs. And so I was at her home, and she was cooking up her special hot dogs for me. And have you had a Diva Dog?
I have not, Mike.
Well, you know, so the first one, she says, okay, so sit down and get ready. And, she, you know, she's just full of, you know, just a tremendous fun personality. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, she studied at Delgado Culinary Arts School. And it's a dog, a sausage dog, but it's topped with crawfish etouffee. Mm. Her own recipe for her etouffee sauce. That was incredible. She says, now get ready for the next one. And her next dog is her own red bean. She uses her own spices, and she is certified Louisiana. It's all Louisiana product. And then she adds onto that some, like, these crispy chicken nuggets and her own special ketchup sauce that she makes. And so she sells spices, and she has a food truck. And even more fun, she says, I'm ready now to travel the world with you through SUSTA, the Southern United States Trade Association, which is located, headquartered in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And she says, I want to bring New Orleans and Diva Dogs to the world. So it's exciting. It was a lot of fun. But it just shows that what an entrepreneur with spirit and drive can do. And she makes a living selling these beautiful, magnificent dogs out of her food truck and other catering events, and now she's working to get into local restaurants.
Mike,
so it was a fun day.
Yeah, I bet it was. I got to ask you, I got a hard enough time keeping the relish on my hot dog. How do you keep all that on there with the bun?
Oh, well, it's sort of like one of those six napkin po' boys you get there in New Orleans.
Open face kind of thing, yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah. It may not be pretty, but my goodness, it's good, right?
There you go. That's all that counts.
That's
It's National Honey Month. I want you to talk about the importance of bees and how we send bees to other states and so forth, because I don't think, oh, by the way, my lady, the lady next to me, my neighbor is a beekeeper, and we were talking the other day, and a wasp came by, and I went to swat it with a tennis racket. I thought, man, it was like Secret Service with the police, the way she was going to knock that out of my hand.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding you. Secret Service with the president. She was like, no. Go ahead.
No swatting. Yes. And I tell everybody on my farm, don't be swatting, because one, you may get them upset, right? Especially if there are bees there, you may get them upset. Extremely important. I can tell you the most expensive bees I ever sold, sold in the state, came from the USDA has a bee research center in Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. It is internationally known. They sold two bees to Japan, two queens at $6,000 each.
Yeah, be kidding.
You talk about two bees, right? $6,000 each. I say, oh man, that's hope for my bee breeding program as well. But they are extraordinarily important. A number of crops, if you look at crops, for instance, the almond crop, you look at other crops up in the Midwest, and they simply would not exist. They must have bees to pollinate. Bees are old world. They come from Europe. A lot of European crops that we have here planted wherever require bees. I know on my farm, I can tell you, when I go out in my garden and they're out there just working their hearts out, you know, in my vegetable gardens and, of course, with our fruit trees and everything, they are critical, one, for food production, but number two, they are a tremendous indicator of what's going on in the environment. And I watch my bees very, very closely. But mankind now, you know, we must have the bees to exist. You know, it's fun, but they produce, and the honey they produce, of course, I say that is like, that's Lanyap, right? The honey is Lanyap, but bees are critical, and I tell you, we're working very hard. There's some exciting things coming on in the world of bees. They've just, you know, concluded some research, and it was done in England, very close to where I was visiting a couple of weeks ago, where they're looking at, you know, why some of the colonies have failed, and what they found is that there's specific things in the diet that may be lacking that result in the bee death, the colony collapse disorder. And they are sterols, like cholesterol is one of them. And they're developing these feeds with these very specific products. And they found that a sevenfold increase in the number of bees that they fed the proper diet versus the ones that were on a mono diet. That's one of the issues we have is what we call mono diets. In other words, we don't have the diversity that they need. And they need a diverse diet, just like me and you. And so we're working on that, and I think there's going to be some exciting things there. And they've also figured out a way to vaccinate queens for certain diseases that we have battled in colony collapse disorder. So we're making a lot of progress. Last year, especially December, January, February, was really tough on bees. There was a tremendous colony loss, and there was a lot of trying to figure out what the world was going on, and it was weather-related and nutrition related, and so we're working to overcome that. But I tell you, bee biology is exciting, and of course we just had the Bee Association meeting there in Pineville about 2 weeks ago, and just a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff, and of course, you know, bees and people, we coexist. So don't swap the bees. They know that. They sense that.
Well, this is a wasp now, just to be clear. This is a wasp.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. You don't want to get the old queen bee to tell the others to look. You know, Tommy's out there swatting at us, right?
No, we don't want that, I guess.
Yeah, they got long memories. They're like little elephants. They don't forget.
So does my neighbor. She fussed at me, I'll tell you that. So when it comes to the sugar cane, tell me what's going on with that and what people need to be aware of.
Well, with sugar cane, right now, you know, we're going in to harvest very soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That we will fire the plant this month. And so, you know, each and every day, the farmer has to deliver their allotment of cane to the mill. That's the way it works. Once we fire the mills, we fire them generally on natural gas, but then they run on sugar cane. They run on bagasse. And so those trucks are delivering every day. And so give them a little extra space. You know, those trucks weigh in at about 100,000 pounds. And so don't try to outrun a truck. Don't try to outrun the cane trailers. And really be careful. Just plan your day to know that there are agricultural trucks of all types, between sugarcane and corn and rice and cotton on the road. And then if you see a big piece of machinery moving, you know, because they have to move very large machines. Those cane harvesters are large. The cotton pickers are massive. And you see them pulling over to the right a little bit, just make absolutely sure. Look to see if they got their blinkers on. Because if they're turning left, they have to swing to the right to turn the left. That doesn't mean they're swinging to the right to let you go around them. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes they will. But just be very, you know, exercise caution. And whatever you do, don't try to outrun the railroads, right? Because every year there's issues. People, they're in a hurry. They try to get ahead of the farm equipment and jump across that railroad track. The train might be coming.
Mike, real quick, let me ask you about grocery prices and some maybe hope for people to look ahead to the future.
Well, I think what you need to do is start thinking about planting your own gardens. There's discussion that vegetable prices may be going up substantially over the next 6 months. Grocery prices are going up, but mainly in vegetables and in beef. Other grocery prices are coming down, which is a good thing. But I think everyone thinks, you know, plant a small garden. Think about going to your farmer's markets and all that sort of thing. And, you know, and again, more cooking from scratch. You know, if you're buying, more of your different spices and cooking from scratch, you can stretch your food budget. So, again, cooking from scratch, visiting those farmer's markets, and wherever you can, grow your own.
And don't be afraid of eating leftovers. They can't hurt you unless they're too old.
Oh, they get better. But when's the gumbo the best? Right?
After everybody gets to meet each other in the pot, right, and hang out and get
That's
to know each
exactly
other.
Exactly right. Yes, I love second day. And sometimes, look, I got big iron pots that I inherited from my great-grandmother, right? I got the gumbo pot.
There
my brother
go.
Still looks at it every day when he's over here. But I got the gumbo pot. And, look, I'll eat third day gumbo.
Amen. Thank you, Mike Strain. Appreciate it as always. Commissioner Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, 654, 6 till 7. Traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.